USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. He tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A California judge is pushing back against Los Angeles County's ban on outdoor dining. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, the United States has set another record for COVID deaths in a single day. 3,112 Americans died of the disease on Wednesday, surpassing the previous record set 6 days ago. It's also the first time that a single day's death toll has crossed 3,000. The number of hospitalized COVID patients also set an all-time high Wednesday with more than 105,000. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirming he has left Silicon Valley for the Lone Star State. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's relocated to the Lone Star State. Musk revealing his move from California to Texas during the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council annual summit on Tuesday.
For myself, yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas, where I am right now. There's a lot of things that are really great about California. Obviously, it's the biggest economy in the country, most number of people. But I do think that if a team has been winning for too long, they do tend to get a little complacent, a little entitled, and then they don't win the championship anymore. So California's been winning for a long time, and I think they're taking it for granted a little bit.
Tesla is still headquartered in California, as is SpaceX, his aerospace firm, but Musk has other business interests in Texas that he cited as factors in his decision. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And LSU is opposing a one-year bowl ban this season, a year after winning the national championship. The school announced the self-imposed ban Wednesday, stemming from an NCAA investigation into improper payments of players by boosters. The school had already self-imposed a loss of 8 scholarships over 2 years because of payments to players by alum and current Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. The NCAA's investigation into these alleged violations will continue. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.